everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel, and unfortunately my regular co-hosts aren't here today, but thankfully I'm joined with Sans Pants Radio's very own boys from Thumb Cramps. Welcome to the show.
Whoa, it's so good to be here.
We've got Joel Dusha and Jackson Bailey.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, we're the hosts of Sans Pants Radio's video game podcast, Thumb Cramps.
Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Anytime.
I hear
anytime.
A lot of good things about the show, not the host.
Oh, yeah. The host, including me. I'm sorry I couldn't just walk myself out, but someone had to be
no,
here.
No, that's true. That is fair.
And the reason we have beautiful video game journalists.
That is what we are.
Yeah. Is because, well, I want to know what the hell's going to happen about the Switch 2.
Australia's premier gamers are here to let you know.
That's true.
What the hell is going on with the Nintendo Switch 2?
Well, the Switch 1 is what, like 40 years old?
Yeah, it's pushing 45. Yeah.
It's basically now just an oversized paperweight that you can play Zelda on.
Yeah, you can play Zelda or like some game called like Math Hentai 2 or something.
Yeah, it's a great place to check out the Game of the Year edition of Clock.
Yeah, that's true. And Hentai Clock, both games available on the Nintendo Switch store.
Right now, the eStore.
You can buy Hentai Clock, if you want.
Is it Resident Evil? No, not the other one. What's the one where you're a cowboy?
Red Dead Redemption.
The port that has upset the world.
Yeah. It's $50, and that's relevant to the listeners of Baseless Speculation because this is an American podcast.
Yeah, as far as we're aware.
Yeah. That's what I told you.
Yeah, that's right.
And $50 for a port of a game with no upscaling or anything. Yep.
It's just as is.
With DLC, though.
That's true. That's...
So you're like, hey, you have an emulator.
Yeah.
You buy this.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the difference?
What would you prefer? Oh, it's very funny stuff.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not a GTA or Red Dead guy, but when that came to the Nintendo Switch, I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
What if?
I liked Red Dead 2, and I never played Red Dead 1, so maybe.
Yeah.
But I probably won't.
Just like Square Enix getting into a lot of flack whenever they're like, oh, here's the Final Fantasies. They're still $80, though.
I think people don't know how many Final Fantasies there are, and so nobody knows what's going on when there's a Final Fantasy on the Switch store.
Square Enix avoids flack because they do a thing where they just put all of the games on one system, basically. So you can play like from 1 to 11 on the Nintendo Switch, and they're not crazy expensive. They're like $20 each.
Yeah.
Okay. Australian.
Whoa.
So $9.99 US, presumably. Maybe $12.99.
Well, like €3.
Yeah. Well, again, for your European, your UK listeners, like a thruppence and a
halfpenny bit.
Yeah.
Well, is it part of as well the reason people are so pissed off about the
Red Dead Redemption
Red Dead Redemption port is because they were like, okay, they completely fucked, and it's also crazy, on Thumb Cramps, I can't say fuck.
I was about to throw them out. Guys, I mean, look, you're going to get a lot of listeners coming over from Thumb Cramps. And like, do you know, it is safe for schools. This show is not.
This show is not safe for schools.
That show is, and again, we're going to get a lot of like youths listening to hearing some messy words that they should not be hearing.
It's going to take a lot for me to get like used to this podcast format. Well, anything goes.
You can, as we say, F and Jeff on this podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck, cunt, fuck.
You can do that.
Cunt.
Yeah. For anyone who hasn't listened to Thumb Cramps, it's a family-friendly podcast that's safe for schools.
Yeah.
So we do cover topics such as hoovering the cum out of a pussy.
Yes.
Because that's sex ed, which they teach in schools.
That is true.
But if you say
that's
fuck.
That's called fetching.
Yes.
Well, that is.
If you say fuck or cunt, obviously that's swearing. Yeah. Unacceptable.
Can't have that.
Can't have that.
The school boards come after us.
Yeah. But wasn't the, part of the reason is because the Grand Theft Auto remaster trilogy or whatever was so fucked up.
Yeah.
That they were like, surely they're not going to make the same mistake.
Well, they didn't.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess they just were like, we didn't touch it.
Yeah.
It's as is.
Yeah. To be honest, I think it was way smarter considering the GTA remasters and how their asshole
That's true. It
was much better just to be like, here's the game you love and remember.
Yeah. What did they do with the remaster of the GTA?
Like what was wrong with it?
Yeah.
So it was a totally broken game.
And there was a bunch of like upscaling they did to the graphics, which made stuff illegible and no longer, like, you know, like GTA has so funny signs where it'll be like a donut place called like Anal Heaven or whatever. You know, GTA.
Hole Heaven.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But then because that the way that looked on like the PS2.
Donut from Anal Heaven.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not even clever. Not even donut. I mean, it's very tangentially related to assholes, I guess.
Hole Heaven, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, there's a hole there, but Anal Heaven, there's just no subtext.
And that's, I imagine, GTA. That it's a big glowing guy fucking an ass is the logo. Yeah. There's no words. It's
anyway,
just that.
Three cinnamon donuts, thanks.
Yeah, it's not a sexual place. So because of the up, like on the PS2, say Hole Heaven, it was kind of like, you know, kind of clunky and of a lower graphical quality.
They didn't go in and manually upscale.
Yeah, they used like an algorithm, like a, might have been an AI or something, and then it made it illegible. Like it just looked like nothing. Like the writing was just a kind of blur, and that happened all over the place.
Well, you get stuff like, it used to say airport, and it would be like airport because it would see the R as a P when it was upscaling, and they just didn't double check. But also things like when it rains, they animated the rain wrong, so it became like full sheets, so you couldn't see.
Yeah,
I understand.
I think it was San Andreas had a mission that you couldn't finish, so you couldn't finish the game. All three games had points where if you drove on a certain part of the road, you just fell through the map.
I
understand that maybe, you know, porting something from, previous technology to a new thing, you're like, oh, wow, we're running into these things we didn't realize there was an issue.
Yeah.
But fix it?
Yeah, that just, it seems so
like,
lazy.
It just seems like people want the old game just updated. Mm. Yeah. I was the same when...
It's the ports of the phone version, too.
So
not the...
Not the.
It was like, I remember playing like San Andreas and GTA 3, I think, on the iPad.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Well, those versions are available on the Nintendo Switch. They were fucked up for a bit, but now they're back to how you love and remember them on the iPad, which San Andreas has a problem with the iPad version that makes the game, one part of the game, unplayable because it fucks with the swimming speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that one you know and love also is unfinishable.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's crazy to be like, oh, you played that, you're enjoying it and that kind of stuff. Same thing happened with, is it Warcraft 3?
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, we're re-releasing it, Reforge, and they fucked that. I forget how exactly, but it's just like...
Happens all the time.
What? They removed a bunch of stuff, I'm pretty sure.
And you're like, what? You had the template.
Yeah, you were there. Why?
You had the
how'd you cook it?
That people liked.
Well,
why are you cooking it?
That's the perfect transition, because if there is one company that loves to be like, hey, we got the thing you love...
Yeah.
Time to fuck it. It's our boys at Nintendo.
Alrighty.
So Thumbcramps has ties to Nintendo. I frequently have a guest named Mr. Nintendo.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow, Mr. Nintendo
we
themselves.
Mr. Nintendo. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Mr. Nintendo, however, just needs to, if you are a Thumbcramps listener and you are listening to this, just need to stress, this information is not from him.
Yeah.
This is pure speculation. We haven't spoken to him about the Nintendo Switch
that's true.
2.
He's kept mom on that subject.
Out of fear that he will cut ties with us.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm letting you guys know stuff. Don't ask too many questions.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I guess when you look at the history of the Nintendo consoles, NES saved video games from the video game hole or whatever it was called.
That sounds right.
The great video game crash of 1984.
It's like,
or 1983. Or maybe it was 1982.
Video game hole in 1983? 83?
Yeah.
Were the video games falling in it?
How E.T. ended up in the ground.
That was the video game hole.
So NES saved video games, basically.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo. Everyone wanted to fuck theirs.
Yeah, they loved it.
Then
I remember
Nintendo, Nintendo were on top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some little pieces of shit called Sony tried to collaborate with Nintendo to put a disc drive in their next console. And Nintendo said no. And
brother.
Sony said, we're scorned from working with you, so we are never going to try and collaborate with anyone. We are going to make the Sony PlayStation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo released the Nintendo 64. It isn't a failure, but it's not. Yeah. Great success, as Borat would say.
As Borat might say,
They just looking over there at the PS being like, oh,
Ah, that was
maybe discs were smart. And then they're like, all right, for our next console, we'll fix it. We'll have discs.
Yeah.
But we're going to have fucked up ones.
Yeah, tiny weenie
discs.
Because
we are so scared of piracy. We will fuck it all up because we hate the high seas.
Yeah, we will. I remember that. It was very much, like, very early on as well. They're like, we're going to, the next one, it's Project Dolphin. It's going to be sleek. It's going to be nice. It's going to be visually appealing.
It's
anyway,
a cube with a handle.
Here's a lunchbox.
What are we calling it? The Dolphin. That's an elegant name. Might I suggest another one? GameCube.
GameCube's a sick name.
It's
and
so
also
funny because it is a cube that's game.
Wow.
I get it.
I mean, I think it falls off after this with the naming. But like Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo Entertainment System, the Nintendo 64, Nintendo GameCube, they all feel like, you know what I mean? Like they're kind of like, they're words that would be.
But what's next?
Oh, it's the Nintendo Wii.
Like I'm pissing.
It's actually a clever name because it's intended to be like a multiplayer system.
Yeah, so we be is, playing it?
As in like me and you, we.
Yeah, we. But then the two eyes are actually people.
Oh, that makes sense. I've got a great idea. I am a radio station, and why don't we have a hold your Wii to get a Wii?
Surely that's no
so
one will
smart.
Die.
So
surely
smart.
No one will die from this.
Oh, no. If they died.
Turns out you gotta pay.
Yeah.
Ah, no.
But yeah, so I guess like,
well, the Wii was a kind of ridiculous name, but surely the next console
The Wii, massive success. Nintendo back on top. Nintendo stay winning.
Yeah, because it was also, they had, like, the controls were innovative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because from like a thing where you had to have three hands for.
There was the GameCube controller in between.
That's true.
Nintendo often like change up the controllers to try and fit what they think people will like or like what will end up being the next big thing. GameCube's close.
Yeah.
A lot of people still cite the GameCube controller as one of the most comfortable controllers. I agree. I like it. It's got big A, little B.
Little B.
For fans of the Fast and Furious.
Little B. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
But because the Wii remote, it was all then like, hey, motion.
So. Yeah, motion control.
Yeah. I don't know how they envisioned anyone to be playing, say, a Skyward Sword.
Yeah.
But you're like, I like, back then, to sit in front of TV.
Yeah.
And with controller in hand and be like, I'm zoning out. I don't have much energy, but this is good. And now they're like, lift your arm, swing the sword.
You
got
to stand up
fit
to play this game.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's funny as well. Like, I remember when the Wii came out and everyone was like, you could just get away with like sitting and moving your hand such a tiny amount and you'll still be playing the game, baby.
Yeah, well, when the Wii came out, I had a broken collarbone, so I was pretty stressed about that because I was
Nintendo.
moving too much would be bad and doctors would yell at me, but I really wanted to play Twilight Princess. But I was lucky because it was my left collarbone, so that was the nunchuck hand, so only...
It's so funny. See, young Joel Dushy in hospital, bandaged up, whatever. It's like, his collarbone's not healing. What's going on?
Back home,
rolling around, screaming.
It hurts so much.
Kid, champ, you got to stop playing Zelda.
Never, motherfucker.
See you in hell, doctor.
Doctor's, engineering like a prosthetic that you can use so you can happily play Zelda with a broken collarbone.
I'm so sad you're not like permanently, your body's permanently damaged so you're like looking around the corner.
My collarbone didn't heal properly.
Because you played too much weight.
Yeah, I didn't rest it properly.
Ah, Zelda, you did it again.
Oh,
that's awesome.
It was a mix between that and like even like typing on a computer I wasn't meant to do, but I was like,
well,
there's babes online, doctor.
Sir, I don't know how do I search boobs with only one hand?
You'd be searching B-O-O.
Yeah. The S is on the other side of the keyboard. I need that to type the S. I can't just search boob.
That's going to scare the shit out of me.
Well, it was actually worse because, again, left hand was out of action. Yeah. So it would be... S. That's all I'd be searching for.
Oh, no. That's you're going to get snakes.
At least you could search for sex. That's nice.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Feel
He's on the other side of the keyboard.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, left hand.
Mm. Yeah. So when I was searching for boobs, all I was typing was, oh, and I was getting ghosts.
That's so sad, dude.
Once again, we realize we do not cannot tell our left from our right. JD from memory, me from literally looking at a keyboard.
Yeah, I know the keyboard's right there. That's good stuff.
Level of stupid.
Yeah.
The room's full of the stupid gas again.
Nintendo follow up the Wii with the Wii U, which is a name that is confusing because the Wii was so popular and the name stupid enough that it stuck in public consciousness. But also, the Wii kind of hit like the... This is like where the term casual gamer starts being thrown around almost as a gamer slur. that's like the Wii is where that starts. And it meant that like you're getting things like a Wii in retirement homes.
Yeah,
Grandma's got a Wii.
Everybody be playing Wii bowling. Yeah. No matter who you are.
Wii bowling.
Wii bowling. Mm-hmm. No matter where you're from, Wii bowling.
Exactly. Yeah. One of the only games, or maybe not really, but one of the games that you can play in the other room taking a shit and get a strike.
Yeah, that's true.
It is rare to have a video game where you can play in the other room whilst taking a shit and get a strike.
Yeah. Not many games give you that power. Yeah.
Then they released the Wii U, which is just confusing to everyone because the actual console itself looks very similar to the Wii.
Yeah.
Has the Wii U gamepad, people. Mm. These casual gamers are like, what the fuck? Is this new?
Yeah.
Do I need this to play the old? Because
it was like a sequel console.
Yeah.
Which is weird because they're all sequel consoles. Mm. But the Wii U, it's got the Wii in the title. What the hell's going on?
But I reckon Nintendo were like, well, when we did NES and then
SNES. SNES.
People were
and
like,
also people
we
love
get
the
it.
Wii. This is just a better the Wii. Yeah.
So I can't wait for the Switch.
The
Super Switch.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
the
that
Wii,
would be awesome. The, Switch U.
The Wii U bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way that Nintendo have never seen anything. Since the Virtual Boy.
Because I'm guessing it was trying to be like the Wii, as in like the all of us, but the U as in just the individual.
Yeah.
Then it kind of looks like, well, but Wii U sounds like a university, or are you saying universe? I don't understand. Or is this a 3-4?
And I like the Wii U. In retrospect, I've got a lot of time for that console.
It's going to be a little bit like the GameCube, where people will come back to it. I will say that GameCube will probably always end up being more fondly remembered just because there's far more like weird and different entries on the GameCube for long-running series.
Yeah.
Or like the start of innovative series is compared to the Wii U, where there is a few.
But I think also the Wii U had a bunch of entries into series that were actually pretty generic, like in the long run,
New
too.
Super Mario Bros.
Yeah,
U.
Stuff like that. Like even Yoshi's Woolly World or whatever, like where it's like, it's fine, but it's like, it's nothing exciting or weird. Yeah. It's just a sort of basic.
Anyway, so
that
everyone fucking hates Nintendo. They're like, sell to someone. I think
Sega.
Yeah, give Mario to Sonic.
Yeah, come on,
give Mario to Sonic.
Sonic stocks have been so high. Sonic bubble.
How
never burst.
Funny!
Crash Bandicoot.
Let's talk about
can
Sonic
Link.
For a second.
Yeah.
God, that's funny. It's so funny that Sonic has never done well after like the Sega era, really.
1993 or
but
something?
But still, Sonic fans keep being like the next one.
Oh, yeah,
you've
it'll
been
be good
burned
this time.
So many times.
I just like, because you're like, oh yeah, this, you know, the Sega Mega Drive, and it like comes with a built-in game. You can just turn it on, and there it is, Alex the Kid.
Yeah.
How great. And then it's like, yeah, man, I love it. Oh, Sonic is so much better than Mario. Mario's a bit of a fat little chunky boy. Yeah.
Fucked out of time.
Look at him. He's killed by a turtle. This hedgehog. You shoot him, rings come out or whatever.
Yeah, Sonic's smoking cigarettes and eating chili dogs.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, when last time you seen Mario slap a goddamn chili dog? I've never seen Mario slap a... He eats mushrooms
spaghetti,
like a nerd.
I suppose.
Do you reckon Nintendo regret not making Mario a smoker?
I think so.
Because aesthetically, it would fit.
Yeah, it would fit. Like a hand-rolled cigarette would be perfect for Mario.
Just Mario, just like this, you know, just like...
Yeah.
Flicking it.
Oh, yes.
And then just like stomping it out and then just like slamming his foot into a turtle.
Let's take a little detour and figure out what each of the Mario characters smoke.
Okay.
Well, there is a fake cigarette advertisement in the Japanese release of Mario Kart 64 that implies that Mario does have a cigarette brand.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Sure, well, yeah,
it's
but
Luigi is menthol.
Yeah, Luigi smoking menthol cigarettes. Yep. Wario, obviously, cigars.
Or no filter cigarettes.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I think Wario is the guy who buys...
Toad smoking that shuff, brother!
Yeah, he's lazy. LS, dipped in LSD.
Yeah, I want to see Toad more as a bong man, if I'm
honest. Whoa! Yeah.
Can you imagine the bong sitting on the floor?
Peach vapes. Waluigi, actually, I was thinking this for Wario, but I reckon Waluigi, he's the guy that gets cigarettes and then it cuts the filters in half.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's Waluigi.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong smokes bananas.
I think Waluigi also buys the cheapest cigarettes, even if he doesn't have to. I think that's just a behavior that he's falling into.
Who's rolling their own? Who's got a pouch rolling their own?
Who's rolling their own cig? Diddy Kong.
Diddy Kong, yeah.
Diddy Kong's big time rolling his own. What about Daisy? What's Daisy doing when she gets it? How's she getting her nicotine in?
I reckon she's got
patches.
Patches. Yeah, she's trying to quit.
She's got patches.
It's not working, though. It's not working.
I reckon Cranky's got gum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's on the backy. He's on the backy.
Oh, yeah. He's on the chewing tobacco. Yeah.
Goomba smoked two cigarettes at once.
I see Rosalina as a social smoker. She just does it at parties and kind of whatever's going. She'll just borrow a cigarette.
But she does carry around that cigarette holder that, like, Cruella De Vil has.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So she's kind of ready for it, but she is a social smoker.
What's the little guy, the wizard?
Kamek?
Kamek, his joint.
Yeah, Kamek's, absolutely.
It's like a classic straight-up joint.
And he rolls his own as well. Like he's
got to roll Bowser's occasionally. He gets real pissed off.
Bowser? What is Bowser?
A bucket bong.
Bowser's got an apple.
He's a genius. Bowser's the guy who gives anything. A bit of soap, I can make a bog out of that.
Okay. All right, Bowser, cool.
Off he goes. Is that a tree stump? Yeah, watch this.
I'm going to smoke it.
Do you not have enough money to buy one?
No.
It's not about that.
Okay, man, all right.
Why spend money on something I can make myself?
Okay, all right. I didn't mean to make you so upset.
Just drills it. This little flame.
And he long draws too. Yeah. Really takes him some time.
And I guess that's a natural transition into the Nintendo Switch 2. So the Switch is, I think, the second highest selling Nintendo console ever, but has the highest software sold.
Oh, okay.
So Nintendo consoles, even the ones that do badly, except for maybe the original Wii, have always had... Like, there's, like, a stat that the market keeps, which is per console owned, how many pieces of software associated with it.
Okay.
Mm. And, like, GameCube is something, like, crazy high of, like, 12, is, like, unheard of.
Yeah.
But the Switch is still pretty high, but the console sales are really high. Yeah. So when you look at, like, you six combine games them. Per Switch or something, they've sold over 1 billion Switch games.
That's crazy.
They've prolonged the life of the Switch for maybe a year too long.
Yeah,
and that's okay. I still love my Switch. Playing it today.
Yeah, you're
over
the
Switch?
Yeah,
but you got a Steam Deck.
Yeah, that's true. If you didn't have a Steam Deck, you'd be all over the Switch.
Yeah.
Which is what I'll bring to this table to be like with the Steam Deck and like the ROG or whatever it's called, the Rogue Alley.
ROG.
Oh, the Rogue Alley,
yeah.
And the other kind of like a portable console gaming machine.
Here is... a wild thing to say. I don't think they are doing as well as we think they are, if that
Fair
makes
enough.
Sense.
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
Doing that thing that, hey, it happens with, like, I guess, like, I'm going to say echo chambers, but I'm not doing it in, like...
It's a bubble, right? We're all in a bubble. We're all
Like, Steam Decks are hard to get. Like, they don't sell in Australia, where we're from. Speculations America.
Yeah.
Like they don't sell here and there's no like they're like, they're coming, but there's no set date or anything like that. But when you compare like the Steam Deck to like the Switch.
Of course. Like, again, it's a Nintendo Switch, those kind of things, even like a PlayStation. It is very much for you, either your casual gamer, people who are, like, you know, if you don't have a like Steam or you don't know what Steam is,
you're probably
not going to get a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't really have external marketing.
No.
And they have no marketing comparison to, like, Nintendo.
Absolutely.
You're right. I don't think it's not going that well, but.
Well, it's not that it's not going well. It's killing what they'd want to do, but it's not like...
Of course.
It's not the future. future of gaming.
It's not doing, you know, Billy sales.
Nobody's buying their kid a Steam Deck for Christmas without their kid specifically requesting it.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, you don't, not yet. Because it's also like, what game do you want? I'm like, I got it on, what are you talking about? I just got
I hate the future.
But, and also if you see, like I see, like on some, like, the community being, I don't know, should I get like a Steam Deck or get the Regalia or what should I do? Yeah. And then it's like,
it's scary also with like a console like that. Mm. And I know that this is something that like PC gamers have been dealing with for ever, literally ever.
Yeah.
Just like, I think it also is like, for me, I find it like extra stressful for like something like the Steam Deck to be like, oh, okay, I'm buying a console, but not every game I want to play will necessarily run on it.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, I have to be aware of the specs. Where with a game console, you're like, hey, I got this PlayStation game. It go on the PlayStation. It's probably going to work. Not always. Cyberpunk 2099, 2077.
It works now, I guess. Now. I think is what I hear.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. It's like, it is, even as, like, nowadays on the Steam store, you know, you are seeing, like, you know, it is verified on the Steam Deck. It is, you can play on the Steam Deck. Or you can't play it on the Steam Deck, but then you go to an external site and you look it up and it's like, oh, no, it works fine straight out of the box. Or, hey, just tick these things and it's fine.
Yeah.
And there are ways to be like, oh, hey, slightly, this is what you got to do in-game to make it run smoothly.
Yeah.
And then you also have like, hey, I've done that and it runs like dog shit. And you're like, but I hadn't. I got a problem. I'm fine.
Yeah.
So, I get what you mean. Like, straight out of the box, people kind of like that.
Yeah.
I guess, easeability.
Yeah.
And if you semi know what you're doing, I think a Steam Deck is great. But if you have like no clue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like, huh? He'd love Nintendo. He'd love Mario.
Yeah.
I'd buy him Steam Deck. Oh, no, Mario not here.
Oh, well, all you got to do is you got to buy an emulator as long as you own the game during the games, right?
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Well, then get the emulator. And then, you can run it on that. And you're like, oh, okay. But even doing that, you need to know a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's like that extra. It's those extra little steps to get what you want that you skip by buying the Switch or Switch 2.
So I guess with the Switch 2, if we're looking for something to like ground ourselves with, there is little bits of information we know. And nothing crazy.
Yeah.
We know that it's probably going to be announced sometime soon and come out in spring in America 2024 or autumn in Down Under, mate.
Down Under.
So there was a board meeting, a financial meeting?
I don't know.
Meeting for investors. That's where people, because obviously people are being like, hey, 7 years old, sales are slowing.
Wait, what's up with that?
And they're like, hey, They're like, yes, it's in development. It will not be released this financial year. And when that was said, I don't know what financial year the fuck they were talking about. Because in Australia, financial year is still...
Yeah,
I don't know. Is it Q1, Q2, Q3?
Well,
when does Q start?
Oh, yeah. What's a how you begin a Q? Yeah.
But with the Nintendo one, it was 31st of March, 2024. So it was like nothing's coming out before then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is in development.
Mm-hmm. So surely, if that's the case, surely a lot of game companies would probably have already the specs and everything.
You would imagine so.
To kind of make the games.
There would have to be games in development. Yeah. I imagine, and this goes into the speculation thing, I imagine there'll be one or two first-party games that are specifically just for the system, and then they'll also probably be like, hey, here's Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
New version.
Beef version. Yeah.
It's beefy. Well, Link apparently has nut physics in...
I think that was just like the shadow in that specific scene. Yeah. It's really sad. I wish he had nut physics. It's like a clip that went around Twitter where he falls over and it looks like his nuts jiggle, which is awesome.
Yeah.
He's a hot little twink. Like, it's good stuff.
So I was thinking, if you got nut physics, then that's great, because then what if he gets hit in the ghoulies? And then you have to, like, he's stunned for a moment, clutching his nads. Being
that's
like,
awesome. Oh. Not enough games have, like, a getting hit in the nuts function, you know?
Yeah.
Games should also have, and I'm shocked, like, some games have it, but like, if you take too much damage, throw up.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Horror movies didn't do that for a while either, of like, hey, pain makes you spew.
Yeah. It makes it far more visceral.
Hostel does it, and I remember seeing that upsetting. And being like,
yuck.
Anyway, back to the Switch.
Mm. Okay.
So not going to come out before the 31st of March.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, despite the fact that they have an OLED Switch currently.
Yeah.
The new one will go back to LCD.
Yeah, so then they can release an OLED Switch too.
Yeah, that I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Hmm. It will probably cost about $50 more than the Switch OLED, which okay. means that it'll probably be around $500, maybe $600 Australian, which is okay. still...
cheaper than a PS4. PS5, I mean.
Yeah, still way... like, that's cheap in the
yeah.
console PS5 generation.
Is like a grand, dude. That's bonkers.
Yeah.
That's bonkers shit.
Yeah. Mm. I got one, though, because I stay winning. I got one before the prize went up, which was also something that they did.
Fuck. Dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clever dogs.
Now, I think it's back down to the price it was, but now it's like, it looks like it's discounted.
Yeah.
Right yeah, yeah.
We also know a bunch of stuff about the chips and whatever, and it's probably going to be able to upscale the 4K when docked.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Or plugged into a TV, whatever the fuck it's doing.
Well, because yeah, that's the thing. That's a, yeah, good point. Like, yeah, it's not going to be like a little Switch.
No.
It's just like a bit beefy. It could be a whole new system.
Yeah, like what do like, we...
what's it going to look like?
Because isn't there kind of a pattern with... am I wrong in this with Nintendo consoles where it's like... beloved one, sort of goofy one, beloved one, sort of goofy one. Maybe beginning with Nintendo 64, GameCube, mm-hmm. Wii U, Switch. So we kind of do a goofy one again, based on that pattern, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, what would they want to innovate? Because, again, Nintendo tends to try and go for, like, more of the casual game.
Yeah.
Or, like, the everyman. So it's well, kind
with
of
the
like...
Switch, yeah. they made a point of being like, you know what? We can probably tackle both, and
yeah.
it worked.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
yeah. And so they're like, "Hey, you know, well, if you're hanging out by, you know, with a couple mates, you know, you have a is there a party happening across the road on a roof?
Yeah,
bring your Switch and some controllers and have some
Forgot
fun with
those
the gang.
Ads. Yeah.
We also know now that because Microsoft has acquired Activision Blizzard,
yeah.
Call of Duty will be on the new Nintendo's.
Okay.
Console.
Finally.
Finally, we can play some freaking COD.
Which
baby.
Is also awesome because if you are a gamer, and presumably you are at this point yeah. in the episode, Activision Blizzard had to go on record and say, yeah, not putting Call of Duty on the Switch was stupid by us. We thought that it wasn't going to work, yeah. and now it's the biggest console.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoops. Yeah, whoops.
Wait. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can actually harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat?
Well, maybe yours.
Definitely mine.
When was the last time you cleaned your sheets?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a dark response.
Look, I know I do it every, like, whoa, like maybe, like, two. If I go, like, 2 months and I'm like, oh, that's too long.
Yeah.
That's too long.
I think, okay.
We would be less than 2 months.
Okay,
probably once a month, maybe.
I mean, yeah, that's just
honestly not enough, really.
Yeah.
Miracle Made offer a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding that prevent 99% of that bacteria, and they require 3 times less laundry, which is good for me.
Oh, yeah.
When I make the transition, that's going to be good for me.
And a good thing for both of us, Jackson, because I know this affects you too, yeah. is, I don't know if you've heard, but temperature can actually be one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality.
Yeah.
If you wake up too hot or too cold... it wrecks your night.
Oh, dude. I need it to be freezing when I sleep, but I need my body to be hot.
Yeah, you need a cold head, hot body.
Yeah, that's the only way I can do it.
Yeah,
it's
that's
true.
The best way to sleep.
No matter what the temperature is, middle of winter, middle of summer, that's
which
what I need.
Which is good because inspired by NASA, yeah. Miracle Made
Whoa,
uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long.
Those damn brainiacs are making me sleep good now?
Yeah.
Is there anything NASA cannot do?
NASA no, has well, nailed it. Well, not NASA. It's NASA-inspired.
Miracle Made sheets are also self-cleaning because they're infused with the silver that prevent up to 99.7% of the bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets.
Wow.
So we could wash our sheets rather than every 4 to 6 weeks, every 12 to 16, baby!
Yeah, man, yeah. Self-cleaning just like my cats that I refuse to bathe.
You don't need to bathe your cats.
They're
bathing
tongues.
Themselves.
They've
exactly.
got luxurious, confident quality. Miracle Made, not your your couch.
Yeah.
Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than bed sheets used by some five-star hotels.
Comfortable, they clean your filth. So yeah, hey, stop sleeping on your bacteria-ridden sheets and make the move to Miracle Made. I'm telling you now, it's going to stop acne, which is something that can happen. You're sleeping on filthy sheets. Yeah. It's getting into your pores. Yeah. Stops that. Sleep clean. Okay, yeah. That's what I'd like for everyone to do.
Exactly. We had a good friend, and then you know, the sleeping, like where they were sleeping, it wasn't the best conditions. Their pillowcase riddled with mold.
Oh,
just absolutely no. Disgusting.
You don't need that.
They were so worried about their skin, but if they had these beautiful sheets and maybe a better living condition,
yeah,
wouldn't have to worry about this.
That
skin.
Makes me sick for them. Anyway, you should go to trymiracle.com/baseless to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code baseless at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels. And save an extra 20%.
Your towels are probably filthy, too.
Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
Once again, that's trymiracle.com, trymiracle.com/baseless, baseless. Do it now.
Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/baseless and use the code baseless to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/baseless to treat yourself. Thank you to Miracle Made for sponsoring this episode. You know what else is filthy?
What?
My internet browser.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm plunging my hands into the depths of the internet every time I log on, dude.
Say, you just got a safe search, right? You turn that off or you go private browsing. That's all I need.
If you think that works, you're dumb as hell.
You tell you what you need, dude, is you need a VPN.
What kind of VPN?
You need NordVPN.
Yeah.
That's what I use.
Because if you're like trying to figure out, hey, you're like, hey, we'll discuss the filthiness of our internet history in a second.
Yeah.
But if you want to do something more earnest, like, hey, I really want to watch this movie
that's
not available in your region, you can switch your virtual location to a country that is showing the event.
Yeah, or if you want to get a flight, you know, but the airline companies are screwing you up.
They've sussed your
once
cookies.
Once again,
they've
sussed your cookies.
They're like, oh, I know where you live. I know where you're from. You're from them wealthy suburbs. I'm like, I'm not.
Please
really
be kind to me, airline companies. You can use NordVPN, pick a virtual location, possibly get cheaper flights. Yeah.
And this comes into the, if your internet browsing
is horrendous.
If your internet usage is horrendous, that's okay because you can protect your data.
Yeah. Well, I would describe it as filthy, personally. I would describe my password safety as not good.
Yeah. Or me neither.
NordVPN protects you wherever you are in the world. It's the fastest VPN in the world with no buffering or lagging while streaming and stops your ISP from bandwidth throttling. Those dogs! But that's okay. NordVPN's there to save the day.
I use NordVPN so often because, like I said, I am truly exploring the horrid, torrid deaths.
People
of
are familiar
the internet
with the dark web. They're not familiar with whatever web you're on.
No, dude.
You talk about
dangerous.
like in terms of the internet. There's people. What people watch. Look at an iceberg.
Yeah, oh,
that's
okay.
The little tiny tip. That's what it is. Mm.
Think about
that's
an
your
evil,
Roman10.com, your Facebook,
evil iceberg.
That's what people realize. But we're down below.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, we don't need air where we're going.
I'm down there with the eyeless fish. But NordVPN means I'm completely protected whenever I'm down there. I do not feel fear
and
browsing the internet because of Nord.
NordVPN is the price of a cup of coffee a month. That's basically nothing.
Yeah, I forget I'm even paying for it.
And you can use one NordVPN account on 6 different devices. So there is a wealth of benefits.
Oh,
you
too
can be an eyeless fish with Jackson.
You can say to your partner or your kids or your dad, hey, I know you're browsing heinous shit too.
Hey,
let me protect you.
Take my hand. Come with me on this journey. And don't worry, NordVPN, they've provided a flashlight so we don't get lost.
We'll be safe. We'll be so safe.
And with NordVPN, yeah, at the moment, there is no better time to sign up or to renew your plan because until the 12th of September, you get 68% off plus 3 months extra for free on the 2-year plan. You can look up so much heinous stuff in such a long time.
We've got 2 years. We've got 2 years to do this game.
2 years to see how deep and dark it can get.
So to grab our huge discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/baseless. You can receive an extra 4 months for free, and there is no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the episode description box, and that's nordvpn.com/baseless.
Get filthy with your boys.
Yeah, get filthy on us. Well, do we think there's a chance? Because obviously there will also need to be some level of, like, innovation with the way the console actually works. You know what I mean? Like, you could do, like, the graphical upscaling. You can do the, like, it can it runs at a smoother frame rate. You can play more high-fidelity games.
Yeah.
But Nintendo's always, they're always grinding and they're always
trying
innovating
to find the new way to...
Yeah. I think what would be great would be a combination in something. The only thing that my Nintendo Switch doesn't do that annoys me sometimes is to be able to play the game on the TV but still have the little screen down on my lap like the Wii U used to do. You
so
know
like
what
a
I mean?
Simulcast, or is it a
no? So like, so with the Wii U would do fun stuff where you would have like
your inventory, right?
Yeah, your inventory on your screen, or you could look at the map or whatever without getting out of the game and stuff like that. I think it would be useful. Like in Tears of the Kingdom, there's been a couple of times I'm playing and I got my two little Joy-Cons or whatever, and I'm like, well, I got to go into a map to look, but it would be nice to just glance down to be like, am I in the right place? Oh, I am, mad. So if there was some way they could bring that back.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
But yeah, without making it, again, like the console.
The previous console?
Yeah, exactly. And like getting rid of
Wii
the...
Wii U 2!
That would be
I'm trying
cool.
to think what they like, what they will want to have.
Well, that's dangerous, though, because if that happens... Places with dog shit internet, Australia, won't be able to do it.
Yeah, that's because true. That's a good point.
It relies on what, Wi-Fi?
Well, if they're trying to build on the Switch and do that, yes. The Wii U doesn't because there's the console that's plugged into the TV.
Yeah.
Everything's corded.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think of like, okay, so again, it's handheld. It's great. You can kind of go from handheld to TV mode.
Yeah.
Great. You can then, take off the Joy-Cons so that you can have a controller in each hand. It is inbuilt there to have, like, well, you have two Joy-Cons. Guess what? You got two players, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Go. That's great. The one thing that I really like about, say, the Steam Deck as opposed to...
Is that the Joy-Con, the handles are comfortable?
The handles are comfortable. They are a bit, like, the Steam Deck is chunky. But I'm talking about there's a trackpad
on the back.
On the front. So the Steam Deck has, like, basically a mouse pad. So you use that with your thumb. And so for games like that, like an RTS or things that need, like, a mouse, it's really, really useful. As well as, the analog sticks, but you also have, like, a trackpad. Yeah. So that would be kind of nice. I think I've heard people, when they talk about the Rogue Alley, that doesn't have that.
Like,
if it doesn't have that, or some of the games become, like, a little bit more tedious to play.
I wonder if, because, like, Nintendo doesn't I'm trying to think of Nintendo games. I guess it's like first party games probably wouldn't use the trackpad as much.
They would only use it
but,
if
but
they...
there's so many third party games that then you would be playable on the Switch that otherwise kind of aren't. But I'm probably on the Switch anyway, knowing the Switch.
No consoles have a trackpad.
No.
Yeah.
It's just PC.
Yeah.
And PC gamers eaten bad recently.
Yeah, that's true.
Because most games are now developed for consoles rather than developed for PC. And so they're usually just bad ports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that you don't really need a trackpad.
Yeah, but I mean, man, I played a lot of I played The Sims and City Skyline and a bunch of games that because there's no trackpad and no mouse on playing, you feel like a baboon playing those games.
It's, I think was it Halo when they were like, we make RTS Halo.
Yeah.
Halo Wars.
Yeah. And it
Or Halo Wars 2, depending on when you were... talking about it.
Two. This was Halo. I think it was the original one because it was like the development. I remember reading about it. And it was just like we had this problem of, okay, they want us to make an RTS in console.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so, not comfortable.
You'd look at from the RTSs of old, like your StarCrafts and all those kind of things, and where you have like a bunch of different macros, all like that stuff. And it's like we have to do that with 6 buttons.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to really refine.
Red Alert was fucking awesome on the PlayStation 1. I don't know what you mean. And didn't even need a fucking stick to play that. Just give me the
D-pad, baby.
Sticks somehow are more annoying.
I find in an
RTS.
I kind of agree
because you get like too much sensitivity or whatever, and you're flying, and you just don't have the speed.
Yeah, it was interesting read when they were talking about like the development of it and how they went around about the problems of that. And now it's like because of that, we can have lots of things now on console. Be like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. But yeah, it's playing, say, Divinity Original Sin 2 on using a trackpad and keyboard and that kind of stuff. And then playing it on a console, you're like,
absolutely. It's a world of difference.
Yeah.
But I also,
all these buttons that I have, all my abilities, sweet, I can just click on them. And then on the console, press a button, it brings up a wheel.
You need
to move over.
City Skyline's the same.
And you're like, there's only so much you could use a wheel for, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. But then I wonder again if on the Nintendo, I guess it would open up those games, but whether it would be, because if you're putting whatever new feature you put on the Switch 2 or the Switch
first
U.
First-party games
first
will use
they
it.
Have to use it, exactly.
Yeah.
So, track Mario RTS.
Well, the thing is...
Rabbids, I guess.
Rabbids... they've made games where a track, if you were making this game on the different console, you would have those problems. But Nintendo, they got big brains, scary big brains. So, Pikmin, that feels like that's RTS-y, sort of. And, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'd need a mouse for that. No, brother.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
All sorted.
That's true. Yeah.
Rabbids don't need one.
Yeah.
Zelda, don't need to click on much in that. I think that against all odds, Nintendo aren't going to fuck this up, and it is literally going to be, just a better Switch.
Okay.
I live in hope.
So, more ergonomic controllers.
Yes. So, I think...
functions just like the Switch...
Yeah.
But with better controllers.
Detachable controllers or not?
Detachable.
Yeah.
But probably similar to if you cut a pro controller in half.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that they've realized that the size of the Switch doesn't make it, making it slightly bigger isn't really going to change people using it portable or not. Because it's not. It doesn't fit in your pocket.
Yeah.
So it doesn't...
really
matter. And, they had the same thing with the end of the DS run anyway, where it was, the new Nintendo 3DS XL and whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll buy a backpack for this.
Thanks, Nintendo. This is good.
So no other innovations, you reckon?
Oh, no. There'll be innovations. It's just, I don't think it'll be a wildly different console.
Yeah.
I don't think there'll be backwards compatibility.
Oh, yeah. No, me neither.
Of course not.
No.
That'd be silly.
No.
I think that, I think that they'll just be it was, everyone already has a Switch, so it doesn't matter. And that will make a lot of people upset.
Yeah.
I will also be upset. I am bracing myself for that.
I'm trying to think of a way to... I'm trying to think of the hassles of the Nintendo Switch now. right?
I'd These have are, a smoother UI.
Yeah, well...
better eShop.
Stuff like that. But also, like, what are the tiny inconveniences that they could somehow remove? I don't know how they could remove this, but one tiny inconvenience is when you dock it, and when you want to not play it, you know, docked or handheld, you got to take off the controllers or put the controllers back on.
No, you know? That's just yours because yours is broken. That isn't something you actually have to do. That's not a feature of the Switch.
But I mean, you got to slide them off. If you want it docked and you want to still play it sitting on the couch, you have to slide off the Joy-Cons.
Oh, I thought you meant when you disconnect.
So... No, I have one broken controller that I will constantly need to resync. But that's just, I don't know, that's just something wrong with my controller. I mean that I have to slide off the Joy-Cons to sit on the couch. And then if I want to play it handheld, I have to go over, slide the Joy-Cons back on, pick the whole thing up. A real minor inconvenience.
But an inconvenience, nevertheless. No, yeah. I get that.
No, what is the inconvenience?
We got to take them on and take them off.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, I put it down, like put it on the dock, and then I just grab my controller.
Yeah, I grab my controller. That's already in the couch.
A separate controller. That kind of
or thing. I just go over to it and pick it up, and I can play it. Mm. As opposed to have to sliding it on and then picking it up. It's a minor inconvenience, like, but it is an inconvenience.
There's a separate controller.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, when it's docked, it defaults to that one. When it's not docked, it defaults to the ones in your hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
Happens if you have another controller. So, yeah, like, if you've got a pro controller, that already is a feature.
For sure. But I'm imagining maybe this new one comes with a separate controller.
So, your speculation for this is that the Switch 2 comes with a pro controller.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that actually could happen.
Yeah. I think that would solve an inconvenience.
Like, in that case, would you want the controls to be, take off
yes.
the screen?
I think they should still be able to be taken off.
Right.
Yeah. But
because it's that makes transporting it easier.
Yeah.
All right, like, so straight out of the box, basically, you can play something with three players.
Yes.
All right.
Or even if that extra controller is, you can split that as well. Straight out the bat, you can play with four players.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of whatever minor inconvenience the Switch already has that they could in some way fix.
It is still very funny to describe, like, being like, oh, if only I had another controller. It's like, that is a thing.
Well, you could go buy one, of course, but that's an extra step.
Exactly.
That's an even worse inconvenience.
Yeah, that's true.
Then I got to go now to a store to buy another controller.
Like, imagine, again, you're a parent, you got two kids or whatever, and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to buy this straight off the shelf kind of thing. So, yeah, look,
You got four kids.
We got four kids.
You get three, you want to play, oh, no, little Timmy can't play this Nintendo Switch. I got to go out and buy another one. Mm? That's another $50 or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I hope they keep porners on the Switch.
Me too. It would be really a shame if they got rid of the hentai clock and such. That's really a key feature of the Switch.
Yeah, think about how much worse the memories of the Switch would be if you couldn't play porner games on it.
Oh, dude, Croco Block Knockers, if that wasn't on there, I'd be crying and pissing. Yeah. What about anything to do with the motion controls? What do you think they're going to update there? I think it's just going to be, like, cleaner and... Like,
I think it'll pretty much just remain... kind of a relic of the past that they have to include just because they feel like they have to do it, but barely used.
Yeah, I get it. I don't know the stats of it, just like how I tend to play it, and I do not care for motion controls.
Absolutely.
Even like the one we can kind of like move the...
Yeah, I disabled that straight away.
Yeah.
The gyro scoping or whatever.
It's annoying. It's so annoying.
Not for me.
Playing the Pokemon Snap and having to move the whole freaking thing around, and it kind of never really smoothly goes in the direction you want. Oh, Pikachu's gone.
Yeah.
Fuck my life.
Yeah. How about this episode there? Completely just like left field thinking.
Yeah.
So, you know, like the Omni treadmill thing?
Oh, yeah.
So every new Switch, they're like, we're putting you into the ball. We're putting you into the game.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is every one comes with a little camera. A suit you got to wear with little balls, like you're a goddamn
like motion
suit,
captured.
Like you're mo-capped.
Hell yeah.
Put on this little VR headset, and you can no controls. It's just your hands.
You are in the game. That is the dream of every console, to be able to make that happen.
And now we own your likeness.
Can put you in She-Hulk season 2.
Yeah, you pay us a grand or whatever.
Hey, that's me twerking with She-Hulk.
I don't remember doing that.
Honey, did I twerk with She-Hulk?
I'm throwing it back real hard, honey.
Get in here. Did I do this?
Does my ass really look like that?
Am I that thick?
No, babe, that's from when you got in the Nintendo Switch suit.
Nah, are you sure, though?
And then you shake your fist at your Nintendo Switch. You motherfucker.
Nintendo gave me cake that I don't have, and now I'm mad.
Yeah. I have a pretty... So, you know how I was talking about the size of the Switch?
Yeah.
You know what phones can do now?
Yeah. Flip?
Fold.
What if the Nintendo Switch is folded up really thin like a map?
I think
you fold it out.
I think there's a chance that it's a big, like the screen is bigger, like almost like a big square shape.
Yeah.
Controls are smaller, and when you dock it, you fold it up and put it in the dock.
Whoa. Wait, how big is this that I'm sitting on my lap with?
No. So, like, only maybe like laptop screen
like,
size.
Like a 13-inch kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could do that.
Okay.
What if it's in the shape of Mario's head and the ears are the controller?
Well, I was thinking about it for a little bit, and like, what if it's like mirror, like, it's kind of like circular.
It's a mirror.
So it's like
I am the game.
So it's like the same shape as your head. So you're all game.
It's the same shape as your head, and it's got like a cloth that you can pull over yourself. Like you're a photographer in the 1900s.
We joke, but that's pretty much what the Labo tried to do for VR. It was like, yeah, you can make like a cardboard box, and then the Switch goes really close to your face. Then you're in the game.
I'm thinking maybe like a Minority Report style controller. Whoa. I need your hands. And you like either you having gloves or just like little like you know
like the Nintendo things. Power glove.
Yeah.
But
like, it's so bad.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because
you know it's we hate wearing that level of technology.
Yes.
Which is why I really don't think that Apple's VR thing will work.
No.
Because by and large, generally, people don't like wearing that level of technology.
Yeah.
People
like,
don't like
a watch. Fine.
Yeah. Going into things.
Yeah. VR is one of those things that we think we want.
Yeah.
But we don't want
VR.
Let
me just check how much a metaverse did lose.
Yeah. How many people were there on metaverse that time they checked? That's like 20 or something. We don't want to be in VR.
And
we
so,
don't like it.
Yeah. I'm just imagining like, yeah, because again, putting gloves on,
yeah.
I'm like, no, because I want to drink.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Anything like that. Same thing with when you wear the VR headset. It's like, that's great. But again, if I have a children or a cat that is like being rowdy, and like I can't see Timmy, my cat or child, where are they? What if I'm in game?
Yeah.
And, oh no, I've accidentally kicked them. So I think that's also a problem.
And also VR headsets, you just can't wear comfortably for more than like 2 hours, and if you're a marathon gamer, you know.
And so I'm just trying to think of like they kind of again, which is why I really like the the Steam Deck and even the Switch when it first came out, because it was like, oh sweet, I can play like AAA like you know games or games that I you know haven't played in ages or wanted
sitting
to play,
on
sitting
the
on
couch,
the couch.
But
yeah,
and I can
making love to your wife and keeping an eye on your cats.
Yeah,
exactly. And so it's just that kind of thing where you know a lot of people were saying like, yeah, it's really nice like to be able to play these games on the couch and still keep an eye on like what's going around.
Yeah.
I'm not like you know glued to my gaming chair that I have the computer. I'm being like, yes, I'm focused on this. Mm. So I think that's like a really good benefit. What the Switch already has.
I know.
Like, trying to like really go down that route as opposed to being like, I put on glove and the helmet and I put on these special boots.
Special pants.
I think that there is probably a chance that when the Switch, whatever the new Switch is, it could be the Super Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be
the Snitch. Snitch. How about, Snitch.
Oh, the Super Nintendo
itch. But like, because Switch doesn't stand for shit, right?
No, but you can switch it.
Yeah. Switch
what if it makes
styles.
You itchy?
What if it makes you want to rat out on the mob?
Comes packed with bed bugs.
Yeah. Bed bugs fresh in every box. I wouldn't be shocked if they try and do something crazy like being like, because you know how there was a lot of talk of the Nintendo Switch Pro?
Yeah.
And Microsoft did this recently with the Series S and X.
Yeah.
And Nintendo and Microsoft are good friends. Mm-hmm. Nintendo being like, oh, this is the new Nintendo Switch and this is the new Nintendo Switch Pro.
Oh, yeah.
The Pro has to always be docked.
Yeah, I could see them doing something like that.
Something stupid like, hey, yeah, it's called a Switch, but you can't switch it.
You can't switch it. Because the trick is, if they release what is effectively just a better Switch, I feel like that's a harder sell to the casual gamer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it doesn't feel new.
It doesn't feel like anything. If they're like, hey, families, it's the Switch again, your mom's going to be like, little Timmy, you motherfucker, I already bought you a Switch.
Yeah.
Why is your old one bad now? This is the same thing.
Yeah.
At least with the Wii U, you're like, yeah, but mom, you can take it off. You can hold it. You can play it while you're shitting your guts out or whatever.
Yeah.
kids sick.
Mom, you don't get it. You know how I have constant diarrhea?
Yes, because I feed you poorly. Because I feed you all that poison. Yeah, Mom, I know. Well, wouldn't it be great if while I was shitting my guts out, I could play a game?
You're right.
That would keep you quiet.
Yeah. And then I'd get all that beloved sympathy.
Yeah. Gives me more time to buy poison.
Yeah.
You know that meme that's like, help me with my budget, the drill tweet?
Yeah.
Heaps of money spent on child poison. Can somebody help me with my finances?
My family's dying. I'm spending $14,000 a month on child poison.
Shopkeeper, one of your finest child poisons.
What do you recommend? I'm looking to poison my child. What do you have in stock?
Lots of death!
Not the death, just diarrhea.
Just diarrhea heaps and be a little bit pallid so that I get a lot of sympathy.
Why? Well, he's got a Nintendo Wii U, so he's fine, okay?
Don't judge me.
He's fine. He's enjoying himself in the toilet. But yeah, the Switch.
I'm trying to think of like a good idea and then you fuck it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, what about like modular controls?
Oh,
so
okay.
Like, getting something so it's like, okay, cool. So you got basically, think of a stick.
Yeah.
Or that, but then like you add stuff to it. And then it's like, oh, cool. So now I can play Skyrim and I got a sword.
Oh,
we add
yeah.
stuff to it and I'm Codden and I got a gun.
Kind of like that what they did with the Wii where they were like, here's a bunch of like third-party attachments.
Yeah, but make it more like, hey, this is what you can do.
Depress me because it would be embarrassing to play.
Yes,
yeah,
agreed.
I'm
not saying this is good.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if they try and make the controller look like the old Steam controller when Steam were trying to do big picture Steam's a home console Steam box now.
Oh, yeah.
Why, you know,
what was that?
So instead of having sticks, they're both touch pads, but they work like sticks.
Oh,
so
that's
It looks like it's from the future, but it also can work like a trackpad. Because,
you know what would be nice about that is that they could then be like, as part of their marketing, no more stick drift. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the Switch had a real bad problem with stick drift.
Yeah.
And the PlayStation 5 has it too.
Yeah, so if they were like, hey, we've eliminated that.
Huh, yeah, that would, because
are going to encounter other problems having two touchpads, but they can say no more stick drift.
Well, again, playing GTA 3 on the iPad, and so the thing, when you're holding the iPad at any point, like wherever you put your thumb down, that's where the stick was.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and
pretty
so
cool.
It would, you know, you put it there, and then you could like move it around, and that was your stick. And again, the other, like, and then the same thing with the other hand was like, oh, put it down and there's like your directional pad or whatever. So I guess you could do something like that. And if they did it well, that didn't seem wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't put it on the screen.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
And like with a little bit of
iPad gaming
feedback.
Makes me sick. Not as in seeing people do it makes me sick, as in like when I'm playing it, I'm like, I hate this so much.
I don't like the vibes. Yeah.
Like there were some games on the iPad I remember playing that worked well, but like again, it was far and few between. Like,
like
the original Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 worked really well, but it was like kind of good for that system in that you had like it was like a lot of touchpads, so like you know your spells, etc., your actions, and like it worked well for that. But a lot of the other games,
Flogged Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 on my phone all through university, and that was just a port of the PlayStation 1 game, and the buttons were on the screen. Didn't feel that good, but it was good to not pay attention and play skating.
Of course,
Tony Hawk.
That is good. That's awesome. In a lot of periods of your life, you've foregone something, damaged yourself for gaming, and I think that's awesome. You pay for an education? No, sir.
Who's skating?
Yeah, so I think the whole getting rid of the sticks and then just having that, I mean,
like pads.
Like having pads would be. Again, I see the benefit, and the initial blowback would be
I think people would be
sticks, which tends to happen with a lot of when Nintendo do anything.
Yeah,
they're like, "What do you mean? Why can't
what happened to the third prong on this GameCube controller? What am I meant to shove up my ass now?"
Yeah, like, I remember when like the Switch came out, people would be like, "Oh, it's not even that powerful. The battery life is garbage. Yeah. I can't play it for blah, blah, blah." And everyone's like, "Yeah, but what's the battery life on a PlayStation?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
idiot.
Right, brother.
Yeah,
so,
and also famously, PS4 have no games.
Yeah, it ain't got no game. That is true.
Oh, that was PS3. PS5
also ain't got no game.
PS5
or Xbox.
Xbox.
A lot of these consoles have got no games.
Ain't got
Xbox
no games.
Ain't got shit.
Xbox is really flagging behind in the console race.
I mean, when you're a year into year or two into the generation, and you got your CEO being like, "Yeah, we lost this one." It's like, well, that's not good because like
there's still time.
The PlayStation 3 famously had a terrible opening, and then they came back and they won that one. Microsoft,
Don't give up. But hasn't like Xbox like for a while just like shifted back? We're not a gaming; we're an entertainment.
Yes, yeah, yeah. That is,
they started doing
cell.
That when the new Xbox came out.
Yeah.
Like we're games.
You could play, watch movie on it.
You could do. Game.
You can watch a movie on your phone.
Oh, what?
For how long?
No!
What do you mean?
Fuck.
Battery runs out, right?
Plugged in.
But can you watch TV?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Speaking of, I think that the Switch will probably try, and I know that these are stupid things to speculate on because it is stuff that home consoles have had for 100 years now. But I think they'll probably look at becoming more of like a media center console yet again.
Oh, yeah.
Like having net like TV apps.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
And having, although streaming's dying.
Yeah, I wouldn't if I was Nintendo, but I could see them going for it.
Maybe come back.
Yeah.
Maybe Nintendo streaming.
Yeah.
Now for $20 a month, you can watch the Mario movie again and again.
That's it. That's all we got.
And also Rayman, the cartoon series.
You can watch
that now.
And really? The Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yeah,
maybe it'll just be
a lot of Nintendo. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the old Zelda cartoons.
Yeah,
there it is.
Excuse me, princess. He would say that sometimes.
Yeah,
in the show.
Good meme.
Thanks, man. This is a reference.
Yeah, I mean, like they did recently pair with Illumination, who is owned by someone.
Yeah.
Might be Paramount, which means that they probably want to put Paramount Plus on their new console to be like, thank you.
Thank you, here's Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
I
don't know if it might be Universal, which I don't think is associated with any streaming service.
Do you think it would be enough if the Nintendo Switch 2 was like, hey, it's the Nintendo Switch 2. You've got the two things we're adding is better getting higher quality gaming, which you expect anyway, and touchpads and Paramount Plus. Is that enough?
I think just those three things. No.
Yeah.
I think getting rid of the problems of like the stick, the problems, like I remember the problems of like the Nintendo 64 with Mario Party and having to like turn that stick into powder.
And burn a hole in your hand.
Oh, yes. You have to get a special glove. Thank you, Nintendo.
That's right.
That's a problem. And then being like, we're going to take the technology that the Steam box tried to do and make it better and make it actually useful that people want to use. I think that's probably like, I reckon that's a good bet.
I reckon it's going to be Nintendo like DS shaped, but it'll be all screen. It won't be two screens and it will fold in half and use phone technology.
Yeah. That seems like, I mean, maybe they'll nail it, but I would be stressed.
The Nintendo crease.
Yeah, for the Nintendo crease. And then.
Yeah. Like, I reckon that'll, like, that's the, like, the lowest obvious gag people could make.
Yeah.
The one that I just did.
Yeah.
And that'll just happen.
Because, like, the thing is, you know, you get stick drift on a controller, it's annoying, but you can get a new controller.
Yeah, you
have to buy a new screen every time.
What
it
if
breaks.
I just went back to, like, two screens?
Yeah.
Foldable console. People liked it.
Yeah, like again, with that would be kind of useful. Kind of gets that compatibility that you were talking about, where you're like, oh, sweet, I want to be able to watch something, but also then being, oh, I want the inventory on my thing.
Yeah.
But then when you're playing it handheld, you can do the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. So, that's true.
That they might be a better version of, say, the DS kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like that kind of, you know, again, see, look at this, like the size of like the Switch, right?
And then just add another screen.
Have that hanging on top. Yeah, I reckon that could be kind of really nice.
They could do that.
I do still like the console shaped like your head, so when you look, you see is game.
That is good. Also good.
What about if they're just glasses? Like Google Glass.
You
put them on. Let me tell you, Google Glass. How did that? Let me just check my phone.
Oh, my God. It
didn't
says,
come out, you
it,
say.
Google.
It didn't go. Okay, interesting.
Apple have glasses now, too, yeah?
Probably. I don't know. I don't think so. Well, that's the VR thing that they want to put out for several grand in a year or something like that.
I think probably not as part of the Switch 2, like not as an inherent part of the console, but I think there will be a Nintendo VR console aside from the Labo at some point within the next like 3 years, too, probably.
I'm just excited for the games. Because Nintendo.
This is why people come to Thumb Cramps, the video game podcast we do, for insights like that.
Because Nintendo, it doesn't matter if their console's shit or if it's good. the games are always good.
That's true. Yeah, oh, you're right. Will you get, I mean, obviously we'll probably all get Nintendo
Day
Switch
one,
twos,
yeah.
But will you get Tears of the Kingdom again?
No.
Yeah, probably not as well.
I haven't finished it yet.
It's too big.
I haven't had the thing, though, of like, I think about it still.
Yeah.
Which means that, like, I actively remember where I am up to in the game.
Absolutely.
And, like, what I'm doing. Okay. If that slips away, oh my God. Although, I did beat Breath of the Wild like that. I never finished it in my first playthrough, and I went back to it and was like, what was I doing again? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I watched a video on the Bobble Frogs recently, and somebody being like, what are these? And it made me want to play it again. Heaps. Yeah.
Still have to play it, so I reckon when it comes out on the
Switch
Big or whatever we're calling it.
Switch Big!
Switch Big!
I reckon I'll pick it up there, because I reckon I'll be done by Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
2020.
You got about, about
maybe
6
not.
Months.
Maybe not. Yeah. This game is my game for life.
Yeah, you are. You're locked in. Brother, you're locked in.
Hard to say. So, yeah, quick look at what happened to either, first off, Google Glass and just like smart glass in general. Why did it fail? Price, battery issues, and functionality. So,
all the
failures
parts.
Across the board.
So, if Nintendo can do something, and I have faith in them.
Yeah.
But again, I think. That's the problem of like that thing when you're wearing something. People don't like to kind of
it's
be completely shut off.
No, they're not going to make glasses.
I'm a bit surprised that Google Glass failed the way it did so spectacularly, because again, it was more of an augmented reality,
which
I think is a lot better than the traditional what we imagine what VR is.
Yeah,
I think that comes down to the fact that it's embarrassing.
Oh, of course.
It was
cringe. Just gaming in general.
Yeah, that's true.
You can kind of
but
sit
it's public.
On a...
That's the issue.
You can sit on a couch and like tides do turn. So like. I would never have played a Switch on a boss when it first came out.
I still wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, now
on a
I'd
plane,
be like,
I would.
On a plane, I'd play it.
Plane, fine. I reckon, or a train or something like that. I would never have done that when it first came out, but now I'm like, whatever. It's the same with like a Game Boy or whatever.
I took a friend to like a doctor's, whatever, was in the waiting room at the doctor's, and I was playing my Steam Deck.
It didn't
feel good.
Playing the Steam Deck's bad. Because it's
I hope the doctor came up to you and be like, hey, where'd you get that? You know I'm friends with police, yeah? That's not available for a sale in Australia yet. That means you've imported it in,
I was also playing it at a cafe once, waiting for like, again, someone, and it was embarrassing, but I did get a question. So I'm like, ooh, what's that? Ooh, that looks really cool. So people were like intrigued by it.
I'm going to go out of my way that if I ever see someone playing a Steam Deck in public, then I'm going to ask them how the Nintendo Switch is going.
is that
a Switch? I haven't seen one of those for a while.
Yeah.
Are
you playing Mario?
your point at the start, JD, where you're talking about like, I don't think the Steam Deck is as successful as like we kind of think it is through the bubble. And the whole like time. It's a Steam Deck because you guys, you know Steam, right? Like, oh no, I don't.
Yeah, oh yeah,
so
absolutely.
Many time. Like, no, what is Steam?
Steam is for PC gamers.
And I'm like,
baby.
Oh right, yeah, okay. So that just as a thing, as a concept, you don't have
Johnny Everyman doesn't know about Steam.
Johnny Everyman's more likely to know about the Epic Games Store as it is tied to Fortnite.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So it is this kind of thing to be like something that I was like, oh, surely people have just like a passing knowledge.
Gabe Newell,
like Steam.
Yeah. Half-Life 3? Where's it coming? Portal 3? Where's it coming? Wheatley? The cake is a lie. This was
a
triumph.
Cow level.
No, that's Diablo.
That's not on Steam.
What else they got?
Used to...
CSGO, maybe?
You know, Steam, that system that 20 years ago when it launched was absolutely fucking horseshit. Yeah. Everyone fucking hated it. And...
Top of the world.
This is probably top five worst interactions I've ever had at a cafe.
it was a bit surprised to be like, oh, okay, cool. Like that, I just thought that was like a general knowledge-y type thing, or at least if like you were online and you knew about video games, you'd be like, oh yeah, you played on Steam.
Yeah.
But
And I think the PC gaming is getting, it feels like it was getting, like it got less common.
Yeah.
Like, it's not on its way out. PC gaming.
Well, again, it's here to stay. Yeah.
It's all we talk about bubbles, right? Yeah. It's just because none of us really are a PC gamer. Except for you two video game journalists.
Well, we are a PC gamer. But
Jackson is.
He is a PC gamer.
I play my PC way more than I play my Switch.
And a friend of the show, Adam Carnavale.
Yeah, he's a big PC gamer.
I mean, he played he had a PS4, that kind of thing. Yeah. That was what he gamed on. And then the moment he sort of really switched to PC gaming, he's I'm not going back.
Yeah, I love PC gaming.
I did the opposite. I was a PC gamer, and I was like, I am so sick of all of this.
You hate sitting in the chair.
I don't like sitting in the chair.
I know the perfect system for you.
yeah, that's true. Sit on the couch and PC game.
No, but even then, it's just such a...
Let me paint you a picture. Yeah. Right. So you know how, Switch, it's light.
Yeah.
You can hold it, okay? And it's pretty easy on the hands and the wrist.
I play my Switch docked mostly,
Let me paint this picture. So again, it's like that, right? So it's light, it's easy to control.
Clicking's embarrassing.
Once again,
a mouse.
Yeah. You're on the couch. You got the Switch. It's light. It's easy. It's breezy. It's beautiful. Cover girl.
Yeah,
it's good. You're like, okay, cool. It's great. Now imagine a Steam Deck. It's a bit chonkier. It's heavier. Your hands will start to hurt.
Okay.
But JD, you can play through it.
Yeah, you get strong.
You can hurt yourself. Maybe permanently. I don't know yet.
New kind of...
You can... Yeah.
RTI.
All you had to do was stop playing a game, and maybe your wrist wouldn't hurt as much.
Video game injuries.
But
RSI?
Repetitive stress injury.
Yeah, RSI. I don't know what RTI is. RTS? STI.
As a man who loved to ruin body for gaming, may I recommend...
Steam Deck specs are getting worse and worse with every passing day
come
out.
But who cares?
Yeah.
What game are you playing that needs all these incredible specs?
I have a PS5, so if I buy a Steam Deck and then PS5 better, I'm not going to use Steam Deck that much.
Notice. But PS5 ain't got no games, doofus. Yeah.
Fuck!
Also, you love to play older games.
Yeah, that's true.
Steam Deck are good for this.
I play a new game all the time.
I know, I'm saying you also love to play old games.
Oh, that's true.
The whole concept with
like games of the ages. Yeah.
This doesn't have good spell. What are you talking about? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's good.
You'll be fine.
Good. You'll cope.
I'll get over it.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully the Switch 2 is announced. There's apparently a Nintendo Direct coming up in September. People are speculating, which is usually a great way to get all aboard the hype train, a hype train to drive off a cliff.
Yeah, I hope the Nintendo Direct is just more like Anime Farming Sims or whatever, as it so often
is. They recently said that Metroid Prime 4 is still a Switch title.
Oh, interesting. Well, then surely that's coming in the next Direct.
So there's two things there. Either that does confirm that the new Switch will not be backwards compatible.
Yeah, true.
Or... that it will be, but there'll be updated versions of some games, and they'll, Metro Prime 4 will be both.
Yeah.
Or console ain't coming and everyone's been tricked.
All right. Final thoughts. Maybe a swing for the fence.
Yeah.
What do you think it's going to be called?
Oh, great question.
I'm going to put forward the Yumi.
And are they going to add a new mascot named Yumi?
Okay.
I can see that. Is it because it's you can play it and so can me?
Let's see. I want to say because again with Prime, I like the idea of them calling it maybe even launching with a Metroid Prime, but the something Prime.
Oh, like the Switch Prime?
Like the Switch Prime. But I don't think they're gonna call it the Switch.
Logan Paul will be pissed.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think they're gonna call it the Switch Switch, something like that. Oh. Docked Prime. Docking.
Doc Prime, and they could have a mascot named Doc Prime.
I think they're going to call it Dr. Nintendo.
Oh, the Doc-nin? Perfect.
Doc-nin. The doctor is in.
The Nintendo Doc-nin.
Yeah. Or Dock and Switch.
The Nintendo Dock and Switch.
Or, Dock and Move?
Yeah.
I would not be shocked if it is called either the new Nintendo Switch or the Super Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I think Super Nintendo Switch is likely. SNW?
SN.
Super Nintendo. Oh, SNS. Where'd I get that W from?
Yeah.
The middle of Switch.
Nintendo Witch.
Ooh. The magic.
I reckon they're going to go Alien and it's going to be called Switches. or predators, switches, the Nintendo Switches. I think that's what we're gonna get. Yeah.
Okay. Also, apparently, and this is very late in the episode to bring it up, but yeah, there's a Mario game made in the Unreal Engine that's apparently gonna be a launch title.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
Okay, Nintendo Unreal.
Or Pikmin 4 was made in the Unreal Engine, so yeah, it'll be the second game they did it with, but yeah.
That's wild.
Probably a 3D Mario game.
Yeah, okay, nice. Odyssey 2.
The Nintendo Pikmin?
Nintendo Pikmin!
Yeah! Cause
pick
you
me,
can...
pick you, yeah, pick me.
Pick you, yeah.
I bet that's a sensor bar again.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess we covered it. Yeah. It's going to be good. I'll get it. I don't know if either of you will, but that's fine.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
I like Mario. He's a cool guy.
I'm Luigi? A hot maybe.
Yeah.
You like Luigi?
Not really.
I like Luigi. I play as Luigi more than Mario, I reckon.
I like Peach.
Mario's actually, controversial take, Mario's fun to play in Smash Bros.
Yeah, I get that. That's okay to say.
Yeah.
No one's coming after you.
Yeah.
Well, some people might. Some people
Mario Kart, yawn. Like, not the game, him in Mario Kart. Mario in Mario Kart, yawn. Yeah. Mario in Smash Bros., bit of fun.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's got just as many moves as the rest of them.
Yeah. His back throw is good. When he swings, spins him around like when he throws Bowser in Super Mario 64. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, I'm brave.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Yeah.
Thank you, Thumb Cramps Boys, for joining me and filling in for my terrible, awful regular host.
Wretches.
Yeah. So thank you so much. Where can we find you, boys?
Yeah, if you liked this, check out Thumb Cramps. It's a video game podcast. New episodes every Friday. We review 2 to 3 games every week.
Yeah.
It's safe for schools.
That's the most important part.
Yeah.
You can show this to your infant child.
Yeah.
And they'd come out strong.
If you start listening from... this week's episode is probably going to be unlistenable nonsense. Recommend going back to about episode 100.
Yeah, it's a good place to start.
That's a good place. Do not go back to the start. The first couple episodes are so boring.
So boring. You had one host on there. They've left since.
Where have they gone?
They died. It's really nice that that guy's no longer on that show.
Yeah.
He sucked.
But yeah, check it out. Thumb Cramps. And if you do listen to it, make sure you review it. And also review this show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can review us 5 stars, I believe, on the Apple Podcast or Spotify or whatever.
Yeah, you better freaking do it.
Yes, you can review us.
Yeah.
I think we also have you on it. If you want to, I think because, as you can probably tell, we're doing a Switch episode, a gaming episode. Movies are dying. Maybe dead. They're not coming out. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know what happened to the movies. Yeah.
So I think we've got an email if anyone wants to email in to sort of pad for some time
to fill
some episodes while the movies happen again.
I heard that we were thinking, or based on speculation, was thinking of reneging on our old tradition of only looking at our email inbox once a year.
Correct.
And thinking, hey, well, what if we looked at it some other time? So you want to send us some emails?
Yeah, if you could just send an email in, and I'm waiting for Joel Dusha to like jump in, because I actually don't, I want to say baseless speculation pod, but I don't think that's right.
You're close. It's baselessspeculation@gmail.com.
Oh, so close.
Send us an email.
We'll
see it, and we'll be like, oh yeah, let's do an episode on this. We'll be like, oh, stinker alert, let's not bring this one up. Try your luck.
Yeah, or it'll be like, oh, we have so many, so we couldn't get to it.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
the inbox is clogged because we only checked it once a year.
Hope it didn't go to spam because we haven't checked it, so I could not save that email. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Thanks so much for having us. And good luck, Nintendo.
Yeah.
You're going to want to fuck it up, but please don't. But if you do, maybe that's funny.
That's funny.
Exactly. And well, this has been an episode of Base Speculation, and we have been the BS Boys with our special guests, Thumb Cramps.
Just for 1 week.
Just for 1 week.
Yeah.
They're regular fuckers. We're back.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.